And now we will have a beautiful child dedication ceremony. In the Unitarian Universalist tradition, we see ourselves as the village that supports the parents, the extended family, that loves the child unconditionally. And so we want to mark this special occasion to welcome once again Lily's family, Ollie's family. Please come up. Please come up. The family, yay! Friends and family, we have been brought together by Ollie and Lily for a joyous occasion to recognize and welcome Ollie and Lily into this world, into this circle of love, into this beloved community. Every day that a child is born is a miracle, an opportunity to recognize the power of unconditional love, a day to give thanks for the beauty of the earth, a day to recognize that no one is brought up alone and that it takes a village to raise a child. Welcome to the circle of love as we work to dedicate ourselves and each other to the care and tending and loving fiercely of Ollie and Lily. Nathan, Kelly, Katrina, and Dan, who do you bring to this gathered community? All right, welcome. Are you ready to dedicate Ollie and Lily to this world and this beloved community?
Yes.
Will you promise to continue to care for Ollie and Lily, to love them with all your hearts and souls? Will you raise Ollie and Lily to love justice and live with compassion? Will you extend to your children kindness and courage? And will you encourage your children to live their dreams? Excellent. Now to the children here, Ramona, Drake. It's all right. You can continue to play. Will you promise to love Ollie and to love Lily and to play with them and to be their friend? What do you think about that, Drake? Any deep thoughts about friendship? I think I heard a yes. Ramona, ¿tú vas a ser amiga de Lily? Yes, she says. ¿Vas a ser amiga de Ali? ¿Vas a jugar con ellos? You're going to play with them? Yes, thank you, Ramona. Thank you. And now to you, the community. Beloved community, will you promise to care for Ollie and Lily? Will you help raise these children to love justice and to live with compassion? Will you extend to Lily and Ollie kindness and courage? And will you encourage these children to live their dreams?
We will.
Sorry, what?
We will.
All right, all right. So let us all bless Ollie and Lily with the wonders of the earth. Come forward. Look at this, Ollie. What's this?
What is that, Ollie?
Is it a flower? Is it a sunflower? Look, look. This is water. Can you feel the water on your arm? Can you feel the water, Lily? Yeah. May you always find your thirst quenched. May you know the joy of hard work. May your tears be cared for. May you dance in rain and jump in pools and muddy puddles. Lily, Ollie, you are water. Ollie, This is air. May your lungs be full of fresh, sweet air. May you know the joy of a good laugh. May you find your voice through song, whispers, and shrieks of delight. May you have a life full of scents and breezes and sighs. Lillian Ali, you are air. And what's this? What's this? Fire in the candle. Fire in the candle. This is fire. May it remind you of the divine spark of all creation that is in you. May it inspire your commitment for love and justice. May you be kept warm by the community around you. May all your days be bright. Ali and Lily, you are fire. Ali and Lily, this is a flower made from the earth. May you know beauty. May you know that the earth provides all that you need. I'm going to tickle your feet. I'm going to tickle your feet. May everywhere you go be blessed by your presence. I'm going to tickle your hands. Can I have your hands? Or you can just touch it. There. Thank you. So, may all the work of your hands be a blessing to the world. And I'm going to ask you to take the flower. This is yours now. This is yours, Ali. Maybe put it close to your heart. And smell it too. May all you do bring joy to the world. You are earth. Friends, it is with great joy that I present to you another gift to the world and to our community, a blessing to us all and a joy to all who meet Ali and Lily. Blessed be. Let's give them a round of applause. Love you, Lily. Thank you. Let's give him another round of applause. Our next celebration is for Hank. So Hank and family, come on up here. This is Hank. We love Hank. We are so proud of Hank. We are celebrating his journey onto middle school. He has worked hard. He has made friendships. He has grown a lot. This is me without heels. We just want to take a moment, give us an opportunity to express our unconditional love for him, our unconditional love for the family that continues to support him with unconditional love. Thank you for being part of our beloved community and giving us an opportunity to get to know you and to journey with you on this spiritual practice that is parenthood. Thank you for being a good brother. Thank you for walking the journey with your big brother. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Henry, for being part of our community and for sharing your children with us, for trusting us with them, for giving us the joy to see them grow up and become good-hearted people. We could not ask for more. So, Hank, this is your symbol that you will carry from us. It's a bear. This will be your animal companion. Draw upon your inner strength and potentials. We hope that this will accompany you, that you will have it close by, that you will remember this day and the love that we feel for you, the joy to see you growing up on your new adventure. Go with our blessing. Go with our love. We love you. How about a round of applause for Hank?
Hello. This is a special day. Today we're going to have a ceremony that we haven't had in this church in quite a long time. It is called Coming of Age, and those of you that have been around in Unitarian Universalism for a long time will be familiar with it. Coming of Age is an important ritual that marks one step on the path to adulthood. It is similar to a bar mitzvah or a quinceañera, but in Unitarian Universalism, the children are transitioning from early adolescence to middle adolescence. They're leaving childhood behind and becoming youth. The coming of age program traditionally culminates with youth sharing with the congregation a statement of beliefs or an artistic representation of those beliefs. For the last 6 months, Claudia McDonough has been working with Cara as her mentor, guiding her on a journey of self-discovery and growth. I would like to invite Claudia up to share her reflections on mentoring Cara.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison, for inviting me to this opportunity. It was a very, it was an honor to work with Cara for the last 6 months and to meet monthly after church and to talk about some of the wonderful ideas that the Unitarian RE program had put together for this coming of age mentorship conversation. We worked with this book, To This I Give My Heart, and it was, of course, you know, always interesting to hang out and talk about big ideas and try to figure out, you know, some of how to put inner beliefs into words. I believe that's a lifelong journey, and so it's just an ongoing process that I got to be with Cara on a short part of her trip. But since she is such a good-hearted and caring, conscientious, intelligent, creative, you know, wonderful person, it was just a joy to share a little bit of her trip, her journey with her. And I would like to read a very short poem from this book, To This I Give My Heart. It says, and it's good advice for all of us, do not sit alone in the dark while creation sings three-part harmony. Dance, my friends, dance wildly, sing joyfully. Fill your heart with the beauty of the beloved as the beloved turns your soul to light.
So Cara has chosen to share a song with us that has special meaning for her. It's entitled Breathe, and you can find the words in your order of service. Beth, she's gonna sing. And she told me that it's special to her because she learned this song at MUGS, which is Middle School UU Gatherings, which is a district-wide program that has retreats, and it also has a middle school summer camp, and she felt very bonded and connected there. So that's what she wanted you to know about this song. Cara, would you like to?
Okay, it's working. Hi. So I'm terrified right now. And I'm minorly freaking out. So if this sounds horrible, I apologize. This is going to make me freak out even more. And also, I sang this as like a choir audition thing, so yeah. I might just grab the words because I'm nervous and I can't remember them.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay. If you can't tell, I'm procrastinating. Don't. I'm sorry. Please don't. 2 a.m. and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walk through the door so accusing their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize hypocrites. You're all here for the very same reason. Cause you can't jump the track with light cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe. Just breathe. Oh, breathe. Just breathe. Nay, he turned 21 on the face at Port Bliss. Yesterday he sat down to a flask in his fist. Ain't been sober since maybe October of last year. Here in town you can tell he's been down for a while. But my God, it's so beautiful and the boys must wanna hold him. Maybe I'll just sing about it. Cause you can't jump the track with light cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, boys. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe. Just breathe. Oh, light at each end of this tunnel, they shout, cause you're just as far in as you'll ever be out. These mistakes you've made, you'll just make them again if you only try turning around. 2 a.m. and I'm still awake writing a song. If I get it all down on paper, it's no longer inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of a crowd, cause these words are my diary screaming out loud. And I know that you'll use them however you want to. Cause you can't jump the track, we're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now, so sing it if you understand. And breathe, just breathe, oh breathe, just breathe.
Thank you, Paul. I could give me a distraction because
it helped.
Claudia, would you
freaking out
come up for the benediction? Stand right here.
Wow. It went fast. Wow.
I'll go on the other side.
That was fast.
That was beautiful.
That was fast.
This is a unison benediction. The words are found in your order of service in the yellow page, coming of age benediction. Kara, in the name of all that is good and holy, with the spirit of life and love, which dwells within and among and beyond us, we bless you. May your journey know joy and contentment and satisfaction. May it also know pain and disappointment in just enough measure to grow within your good character and compassion. May both character and compassion guide your life. May you never feel alone. May you always feel love around you from family and friends, and from that great holy source beyond us all. May you always offer love to the world. May you walk your path through the light and the darkness with hope and faith and grace. We bless you.
Amen.